Hello, hello, and welcome to lesson 10. Excellent to myself. I reached to lesson 10, and this is so great. So, my dear friends, let's get started. Lesson 10, Bob visits the village market. In this lesson, Bob goes to the village market, a supermarket in town, and he asks Carol, the owner of the store, if she would like to sell Susan's delicious or scrumptious cookies. And Carol agrees, but she isn't able to tell Bob how much she'll pay him for each cookie. And this lesson is so great, lesson 10. And in the previous episode, I read you the whole text of this lesson. And in this episode, we're gonna consider each idiom and make a sentence with each of them. Okay, so let's get started. The first idiom is ballpark figure. Ballpark figure. Ballpark figure is an approximate number. Okay? My sentence is, could you please give me a ballpark figure of the total repairing cost? Could you please give me a ballpark figure, an approximate number? Could you please give me a ballpark figure of the total repairing cost? Yeah. So ballpark figure is an approximate number. Great. The next one is don't mention it. Don't mention it. Don't mention it means you're welcome. Okay. When you do a favor for someone, he says thank you, and you reply you're welcome. You say don't mention it. My sentence is, you helped me in my homework. Thanks a lot. You helped me in my homework. Thanks a lot. Ali said Ali to his friend. Don't mention it, his friend replied. Okay? You helped me in my homework. Thanks a lot, said Ali to his friend. Don't mention it. You're welcome. Don't mention it, he said, his friend said or replied. Yep, that's it. So, don't mention it means you're welcome. Great. The next one is figure out. Figure out has many different meanings, but the main meaning is to solve a problem or to understand. My sentence is, I can't figure out the people throwing garbage on the ground. There's no accounting for taste. Okay? I can't figure out the people throwing garbage on the ground. There's no accounting for taste. Great. The next one is from scratch. From scratch. From scratch means from the beginning. Okay? I say, I programmed this app from scratch. I programmed this app from scratch. Yeah. Great. The next one is go nuts. Go nuts is a verb and means to react with a great enthusiasm or eagerness. Okay? To react with a great enthusiasm. Go nuts. I say, when I saw my virtual friend in the real world, we both went nuts. We both went nuts. It means we both reacted with the enthusiasm. Oh, my dear friend. For example, I hugged him, I kissed him, I shook hand with him, and so on. Okay? So, go nuts means to react with enthusiasm. Great. The next one is jump the gun. Jump the gun means to start doing something too soon or ahead of everybody else. So, jump the gun means to start doing something too soon or ahead of everybody else. My sentence is, her father passed away. Don't jump the gun by telling the truth to her. Her father passed away. Don't jump the gun. Don't do it too soon, okay? Don't jump the gun by telling the truth to her, okay? So, jump the gun means to start doing something very quickly or very soon of everybody else. Yeah. The next one is just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding means talking more to get a laugh than anything. Okay, I say, is that boy your brother? Is that boy your brother? I suppose he's your father. Just kidding. Is that your brother? I suppose he's your father. He is your father. Just kidding. Great. The next one is make a pig of myself. 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 Make a pig of myself, or oneself, of course. Make a pig of oneself means to overeat, to eat too much. Okay, this idiom has a synonym that is pig out on. Okay, we considered this idiom in the previous episodes. I don't know which lesson, but we considered this idiom. Okay, pig out on. Pig out on also means to overeat or to eat greedily. And make a pig of oneself also means to overeat. My sentence is, I could eat another portion of fried chicken, but I made up my mind not to make a pig of myself. Okay, I could eat another portion of fried chicken, but I made up my mind. It means I decided. I made up my mind not to make a pig of myself. Okay, not to overeat. Okay, I made up my mind not to make a pig of myself. So make a pig of oneself means to overeat. The next one is make time for. Make time for means to put time in one's schedule for something. Okay, or put time for someone. Very easy. Make time for. My sentence is, a good father makes time for his family at least one day in a week. A good father makes time for his family or puts time in his schedule for his family. Okay. Makes time for his family at least one day in a week. For example, on Fridays, he takes his family to the park or to a picnic and so on. So make time for means to put time in one's schedule for something. The next one is out of this world. Out of this world means very delicious. You know, we considered this idiom in the previous episodes. I also don't know which lesson, but we considered it. Out of this world, okay, means so delicious, or for example, scrumptious, delicious, tasty, yummy. Yeah, so let's move into the next idiom. The next one is roll up one's sleeves. Roll up one's sleeves. It means to prepare to work. To prepare to work. I say you'd better roll up your sleeves and go into business. You'd better roll up your sleeves. It means it's better. Okay, you'd better to prepare to start your own business. Okay, go into business means start business, starting a business. Yeah. The next one is sit tight. Sit tight. Sit tight means to wait patiently. To wait patiently. I say the doctor hasn't come yet. The doctor hasn't come yet. Please sit tight until he arrives and visits you. The doctor hasn't come yet. Please sit tight. Please wait. Okay, please sit tight until he arrives and visits you. Great. The next one is talk over. Talk over means to discuss. We also considered this idiom in the previous episodes, in the lesson one. Okay. Yeah. So talk over means to discuss. Of course, don't confuse this idiom with talk into. Talk over means to discuss. Talk over, discuss. Talk into means to persuade or to convince. Okay, so talk over, discuss. To discuss. Talk into means to talk into means to persuade. The next one is what's up. You certainly know this idiom. We also have have an app named WhatsApp. So WhatsApp means what's going on, what's new. I say, what's up? I haven't talked to you for a while. What's up? I haven't talked to you for a while. And the next one and final one is you can say that again. 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 It means I agree with you. It's a deal. Okay? I'm agree with you. I agree. Excuse me. I am no. I agree. Because agree is not a noun or adjective. It is just verb. I agree with you. So we shouldn't say or we mustn't say I am agree. No, I agree. Okay? So you can say that again means I agree with you. The students don't have enthusiasm about school anymore. You can say that again. The students don't have enthusiasm about school anymore. You can say that again. Okay, it means I agree with you. Yeah, that's it. In this lesson, I learned 2, 4, 6, 8, 8, 10, 12, and yeah, 13 new idioms I learned in this lesson, and I also did review for lessons 6 to 10, and yeah, tomorrow I wanna start reading lesson 11. Thanks, God, and yeah, I love to report my learning process because in this way, I learn idioms so much better, okay? And yeah, I certainly suggest you to report your learning process if you read a book or if you are watching a course. Please make a topic or make a, I don't know, make a channel, something like that, and report your learning process. Say what you are doing and say what you are learning and so on. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now.